And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 9th of June, 2015. It's the birthday of the man who wrote the lines of all the types of men I've met in our democracy. I hate the most the athlete with his manner bold and brassy. He may have hair upon his chest, but sister, so has Lassie. Oh, I hate men. Written by Cole Porter, who actually did not hate men, and who was born in Peru, Indiana, 1891. He wrote, I get a kick out of you, you're the top, let's do it, let's fall in love. His career as a composer was seriously affected by a terrible horseback riding accident he had in 1937, when his horse rolled and crushed his legs, and he refused to have a leg amputated, and so lived with terrible pain for more than 20 years. Continued to write songs, but never at the same rate of success. It's the birthday of the crime novelist Patricia Cornwell, born in Miami, 1956, author of a whole series of crime novels featuring the feisty forensic pathologist Kay Scarpetta. The Kay Scarpetta series, known for its gory attention to serial killers. Cornwell says a lot of components go into creating a monster: cruelty, savagery, callousness. Do we all have that in us? I suspect we do. We can all do pretty bad things if we don't pay attention. Cornwell, the second biggest selling female writer in any genre behind J.K. Rowling, who created Harry Potter. It was on this day in 1860, we believe, the first dime novel was published. It was called Malieska, The Indian Wife of the White Hunter by Anne S. Stevens, published by Beadle and Adams. Early dime novels were wrapped in a salmon-colored cover. They actually cost 10 cents, and before long, the phrase dime novel was used to mean any cheap, melodramatic pulp fiction. But Louisa May Alcott published more than 30 of them and earned some good money from it. So did Theodore Dreiser, Upton Sinclair. And it was on this day in 1870 that Charles Dickens died. He had a stroke, fell off his chair at the dinner table. He had asked to be buried in an inexpensive, unostentatious, and strictly private manner. But he was buried in Westminster Abbey. Early in the morning, only 12 mourners, but the grave was left open for a week, and thousands of people came by to throw in flowers. And the tombstone was ostentatious. It said, one of England's greatest writers is lost to the world. Here's a poem for today by Michael Blumenthal entitled Gender Studies. A cricket chirps in the grass. Another cricket, all ears, joins him. Now there are two. Up above, birds shriek like drunken gods. The air is a tizzy with the melodrama of what is about to be. The two crickets eye each other out of the corner of their cricket eyes. Each desires something the other has. Each abhors its own desire. After a brief silence, there will be little cricket mating, a little cricket love. Soon the air will be abuzz with the sounds of heavy cricket breathing, legs rubbing together, the sound of war in the air in cricketese, a subject for specialists. Gender Studies, a poem by Michael Blumenthal, used by permission of the poet here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Progressive Insurance with its Apron Project, celebrating progress and the people who make it happen. And by LegalZoom, for over 10 years providing legal solutions for business owners, families, and individuals, including incorporation, LLCs, wills, and living trusts. LegalZoom.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.